I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. How do you respond to Jesus? That's quite the question to begin this devotional thought, isn't it? If you met Jesus for the first time, how would you respond? It is interesting to take notice of the disciples when they first meet Jesus. For example, let's look at Nathanael in John 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, he purposed to go into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Notice that Philip was so excited to have found the Messiah that he hurried and found Nathanael and told him, "We found him, Jesus of Nazareth. He's the one that the prophets wrote about. He's the one Moses in the law wrote about." This is what Philip knew about the Messiah. He discovered Jesus. Nathanael responds, "Wow, can't wait, this is amazing." No, he responds like many, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" What a question. Sometimes our reactions can reveal our hearts. For Nathanael, he focused on where Jesus grew up, Nazareth. He missed Jesus. Jesus, the one Moses wrote about. Jesus, the one the prophets wrote about. No, he's from Nazareth. Can anything good come from there? His reaction revealed his heart. He had a preconceived idea about where the Messiah should come from, and definitely not from Nazareth. Philip was gracious and invited him to come and see. He didn't argue or debate, just said, "Come and see." Sometimes the best defense is through invitation. Come and see. Come and find out and discover Jesus. Come and see if your preconceived ideas about the Messiah is correct. Come and see. Be open to discover more about Jesus than you ever imagined. Nathanael goes, and Jesus saw him coming and said in verse 47, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Jesus knew all about Nathanael. This guy tells it like it is. No deceit. You want a straight answer? Ask Nathanael. He'll tell you. Jesus knew Nathanael, although Nathanael did not know Jesus. Nathanael responds in verses 47 and 48, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." All it took for Nathanael to be convinced is when Jesus revealed his vision of Nathanael under the fig tree. Jesus knew where Nathanael was before they met. Jesus knows where you and I are. Even now, today, he knows. Psalm 139 verses 1 and 2 says, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit or stand. When far away, you know my every thought." Nathanael believes in Jesus, and Jesus tells him he will see greater things than this. Jesus says in verse 51, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The disciples do see and experience greater things, and they discover more about Jesus than they had ever dreamed. How about you? Do you have preconceived ideas about who Jesus is? Do you need to see Jesus as he really is? He invites you, and all of us, to come and see. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.